Get done early?
Yeah, the schedule, I think, was for later on. Did you get... Things look so good that...
Oh, no, no. We definitely... I mean, keep in mind, we're working against ourselves. So, you know, you can't get too many reps. We're not... We got positions where right now we're not too deep. So, but we got some good work today. We had a good meeting session. The players got their first lift in the week, and we had a good practice today.
Jeff, how heavy are you? Rookie class on a whole. How would you rate them kind of halfway here?
Well, we're obviously getting contribution from him. You know, Brock, you know, despite the fact he missed a few weeks, you know, with the ankles coming on, you know, Quick's playing a little bit. We expect him to play a little bit more. Jenks been productive for us, and, you know, Daryl and, you know, Isaiah can do some things. So, you know, things are from that standpoint look good, but, you know, as we move forward, we're going to expect more out of him, you know, more practice reps and more production in the game.
Do you anticipate Saffold and Amendola back next week?
We'll have, you know, they're working on a limited basis now, and if things, I mean, things go according to plan, they'll have a good chance to play, yes.
What was the biggest surprise for you in the first half of the season?
Well, you know, I have to say probably the production out of the kicking game in particular, you know, both the punter and the kicker. I think they got off to a good start, and they've been consistent. Unfortunately, we didn't get many opportunities, you know, the other night, but they've been consistent, and you know, we're nowhere close to where we need to be right now, and we're going to take advantage of this time to get there.
Do you like the bye week after 8 games? I mean, obviously it's good because of London, but overall, do you like it early in the year, late in the year?
You know, I don't think you'll find a coach that is not happy with the timing of their bye week, regardless of where they fall. But this was you know, a necessity because of the trip. But, yeah, we can, you know, you break the season down. The first half is over. We're going to start over with the second half. And as we said, it's, you know, you take the halftime approach. You know, it's halftime. We're trailing right now at halftime, and we got to make some adjustments and get caught up.
What kind of things can you do to increase the turnover production? You were talking about that the other day, that turnover.
Well, we continue. You work on it, practice. You catch balls. You emphasize stripping. You tackle. We're, you know, it's not like we're not making an attempt to get balls out on defense and on special teams, and they just haven't come out.
It's just kind of an anomaly, right? It's not because you guys aren't.
Not because we're not working at it, no.
How do you balance just these 2 days between kind of working on the stuff you want to work on and getting ready for San Francisco or getting a head start on that?
Well, the staff's work is done. The self-scout work is done. So the staff has moved on to San Francisco. What we're trying to do is improve in areas out here on the field, you know, the plus territory and third down. We may do some things, you know, from a 49er standpoint, but most of it is just about the Rams right now improving.
Has the acclimation come along pretty well coming back over to America?
They're doing fine. We will have them. I think I'll have them officially back on Rams time tomorrow.
Overall, would you say this is the season's been harder than you? The turnaround's been harder than you had envisioned, or about what you?
No, I mean, you know, we had high expectations and we didn't meet them. You know, we got to a point where we were 3-2 and look back and say, gosh, if we would have made a play in the opener, would have been different. But you know, we've lost 3 straight now against 2 very, very good teams, and you know, we got to bounce back and find a way to win the next game.
That's it.